Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains, we offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello there, Harry here for the Lotus Eaters. We are in sunny Bryn in Ashton in Makerfield and part of Wigan for the by-election Lotus Eaters coverage. We've been taking a look around. It's a breezy Monday afternoon. There's not that many people about, so we've just been getting a feel for the area and seeing what kind of signage is outside in people's houses. Most of what we're seeing is down these long residential roads where there's going to be more traffic, and we've been seeing a lot of Labour, a lot of restore and a lot of reform, no representation from any of the other parties at all, really. A three-way race here. As of today, I saw some reporting saying that the latest poll coming in from the Times was putting Labour in at 43%, with reform coming up right behind them at 40% and restore at 7%. Now, when we speak to the restore canvassers later, we'll be able to see if that is reflective of their canvassing or if that is a vast underestimation. So we've got to see what's going on there. Everything is to play for, and we'll see what people in the local area think as well, who may not be attached to any of the parties, and see if they really like all of the national attention that this has brought to the local area, and if Josh Simon's stepping down is even going to be something that is good for them as local constituents. All that and more coming up. So we've just got out of the Brewers' Fair, meeting with all of the Restore canvassers who are taking the late shift to go around the local constituency, knock on doors and see what voters are saying, see how up for Restore they are. We're going to be tagging along with them. So far, they all seem like a really great bunch of guys and girls. One interesting thing that happened is that while we were all sat down there, a Guardian journalist showed up out of nowhere, who had been lurking around the local area asking people about Restore, and they came in and tried to ask about what was going on with vote splitting and all sorts, but they were quickly shooed away because, understandably, I don't think anybody here trusts the intentions of a bunch of Guardian journalists coming to make a, I'm sure, very unbiased and neutral documentary about Restore's efforts. But we're going to be talking to all of these local guys, we're going to be following them around, seeing how canvassing is going. Can't wait to see how it's all going on. So, what's your name?
My name's Stuart. Stuart Pembury.
Nice to meet you, Stuart. So, what kind of... we're on the afternoon shift now, the late afternoon. Yep. It's about 5:30. What have responses been like to local canvassing so far?
Entirely favourable. I don't mean that everybody's going to vote for Restore Britain. They're not. But everybody's been really pleased to see us. We've come up from Norfolk, so we're not local. And everyone smiled. Everybody's been, pleased to see us. And if there's one thing that's important to everybody, it's being safe. And that's been a recurring thread, particularly whenever a lady's answered the door. You know, our policy messages about the castle doctrine, about pepper spray, it's just resonating across the whole constituency. So it's just rewarding.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And what have they had to say about the local candidate, Rebecca, and what she can do for the local constituents as well, compared to what people like Robert Kenyon with Reform are offering, and as well Andy Burnham? And what have the responses been for when you've met, if Andy Burnham has come up? Because it really does seem like a nakedly political move on Labour's part for Josh Simons to step down for him. It doesn't seem like it's concerned about local constituents at all, frankly.
Well, interesting question. So we've been really lucky today. Rebecca's been out with us.
Oh, without someone coming down the road.
Rebecca's been out with our group all day. So whenever anybody's asked, or maybe they've been unsure about their position, we've been able to introduce Rebecca to them. And obviously she is the very best person to talk about all the issues here in Makerfield. As for Andy Burnham, the Labour voters we've spoken to are Labour voters. They're not particularly Andy Burnham voters. So, and that's come across quite clearly. Nobody says we're Andy Burnham.
So it's all about party.
They say, we're Labour. And if they're Labour, they're Labour. They'd vote for anybody who's Labour because they're Labour. Whereas, you know, we've had Rebecca with us and it's been very personal. And that's a big difference.
Fantastic. And so the demographics, you're saying that women are positively responding as well then. So why is it that women in particular are responding well?
Well, because Robert Kenyon's got a slightly flaky past when it comes to his social media content, particularly regarding women, the female vote won't go anywhere near him. We don't think any woman who's heard about what he's said in the past will not be voting for reform.
And one last thing before we'll carry on and see how things go. What do you think about The Guardian showing up while we're at the Brewers' Fair then?
The only worst thing than being talked about is not being talked about, right? So The Guardian have heard about us. If The Guardian talk about us, great.
How's it feeling in Makerfield?
Well, I think it's quite different because Rupert Lowe is the MP for Great Yarmouth. So Rupert Lowe is a local celebrity. He's almost a local hero already. Here it's very different, right? This is Labour's home turf. We are not from here. And so it's all quite different. But having said that, the reception we've had has been really positive. Yeah, we're not embarrassed, we're not ashamed, nor do we need to be. We're proud to be Restore Britain. We're Restore Britain because of the policies, because of Rupert Lowe's confidence. And as I say, we've been made really welcome. So it's different, but then every constituency is different. And we have to celebrate the difference, maximise the opportunities that come from that difference, and have a go.
Is this the sort of stuff that you've done before, or did Restore bring you out for this?
Well, I'm older than I look, right? So I was first canvassing when I was 17 in 1979, which was when Margaret Thatcher was standing for the first time to be Prime Minister. So I've done it a little bit. Then I've had a whole working life. And now I've got children, I've got grandchildren. And what Rupert Lowe has identified that we need to do to restore Britain is I'm absolutely behind it. So I've done it before, and now I'm doing it again.
Yeah, which of his policies were the ones that really drew you in? Especially seeing as it sounds like you've got concern for your children, your grandchildren, the future of this country.
Well, the obvious one is the illegal immigration, right? And none of us understand why if someone breaks the law, we don't enforce the law. Right? I've spent a lot of my working life in the States. The idea of going to the States and breaking in, you know, is inconceivable. Your feet wouldn't touch the ground. So the fact that whole thing is I think the primary policy, and then everything else, all the other policies support that. Whether it's Castle Doctrine, ladies being able to carry pepper spray, all the other policies support the primary policy, which is just fundamental safety.
And everything that you're talking about there with illegal immigration, is that reflective of some of the responses that you've been getting from people who've been positive about the party?
It is. And I think what we've done and what Rupert has given us the opportunity and empowered us to do is to have these difficult conversations, which in the past we'd be called names. And now the I don't care message has empowered all of us to not care about that either. So we're finding we're all confident to state the policies, answer the questions. And if people don't like those policies, we say, well, fine, you don't have to like it. And then we go and knock on the next door. So we're empowered. And I think that's it's the first time in any kind of political environment where I, as a mere volunteer, have been empowered.
What's your name?
Jacob. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, Jacob. So what brought you to Restore? Why are you out canvassing for Restore today?
Well, it's a long story. I've been eligible to vote for 10 years. In that time, I've been a dedicated Farage supporter. I voted for UKIP with Farage in 2015. I voted for Brexit with Farage. I fully believed in his message through the Brexit Party that he had sincere beliefs, sincere principles. After seeing how he treated Rupert Lowe for simply expressing the principles that he himself had claimed to stick by, that was the first warning signs that things were up. Then Reform accepted Conservative candidates in, and my faith in their capacity to deliver what we need in the changes for Britain was completely shattered. So being disillusioned with them and seeing how they treated Rupert Lowe for speaking sincerely, the choice was made on my behalf. I felt it was my duty, you know, there was a moral compulsion to be here on the ground doing absolutely whatever I can to help us achieve the vision that we need for Britain before ultimately it's too late and Britain is lost forever, you know, as we once knew it.
I'm here with Rhys and Stuart, and we're partway through canvassing right now. Just get a little update. What have responses been like on the door so far? I know you've already canvassed some of these areas, so you're going back over some of the maybes and seeing how positive people are. What's the responses like?
Well, ultimately, I think it depends entirely where we're going. Don't get me wrong. We've certainly had mixed responses, but on the vast, you know, generalisation, lots of people are very receptive. Once they sort of understand what we're actually about and they understand the policies that we're putting forward, then all of a sudden they sort of, you know, you realise they are on our side. They've just sort of been misled for the better part of the past, you know, 10, 15 years. But as it goes for here, I mean, we've got some of these lovely estates here, and these people might have traditionally been Labour or Lib Dem for the better part of their generation, their lifetime. But all of a sudden we've reached this point now where sort of no one's happy, and Rebecca's come along with a great slew of policies and a great platform as well. You know, women and children's safety, who can argue against that? And so ultimately, the moment they hear that, and they hear that, you know, we're vying for putting pepper spray in the hands of children and women so they can go to and from and live their lives as they should be able to, their ears perk up and their eyes light up, and they're all ears. And so it's been really, really motivating, you know, as someone who's spent the time to come up here. You know, I've taken days off work, and it's really inspired me to see how far we can go with this and hopefully give Rebecca a good shot.
Great. And is there a feeling that Restore's going to care more about local issues as well as these national issues than the other parties?
Well, without a doubt, because I mean, that's what we're all about, isn't it? That's sort of the model, is that ultimately we are people and we live in communities with other people. And so we want to do the best we can for those around us. You know, that's something that just seems to have been completely out of the discourse for so long. You know, we live and have these issues, and you know, we just want the best for each other, because if we don't have a community, then we don't have a nation. What do we have? You know, we're not these fungible people. We are real living bodies in groups, and this is what creates our lives. And so we're just fighting for our local issues, for local people. And then if that works, then we can go beyond that.
Yeah, and I asked Tyler this as well before. So the Times recently posted some new polls saying that Labour in the lead at 43%, Reform at a close 40%, with Restore in third place at 7%. Is that reflective of your guys' experience on the door? How does that line up with your experiences?
Well, it certainly doesn't feel like that. I mean, I'm sure, as you'll all know, Servation used that 7% poll and all of the papers used it for well over 3 weeks, even though, you know, after, you know, you could argue from the first hour it was released, it was out of date. And so they're going to go with their line up until about polling day and try and convince people that we're splitting the vote, or saying that, oh, there's just not enough support. When in reality, what we're getting on the ground, you actually might not be splitting the vote. And I've said to a number of fine people today that actually is simply that narrative alone that is sort of keeping them confined in this sort of uni-party box, and they feel like they have to vote for the worst of a bad bunch. When in reality, that's not the case. You know, we have a genuine alternative, and it's the first time in a long time where that's been available. And people are starting to realise that, which is why I think it's so great.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
That's all right. No worries.
Great chat. So we're at the end of the day now. It's been a long day canvassing. We managed to tag along for the last little stretch that you did there. It was very interesting. Great to see. So it seemed like you guys were getting some very positive responses. So how does today stack up canvassing wise?
You'll go ahead first.
Today's been fantastic canvassing wise. We've had so many enthusiastic responses to Restore. The people who are sold on our message are sold, and there's a great recognition house to house to house that things need to change desperately. So we've had some fantastic feedback today, and yeah, roll on again tomorrow.
No, yeah, I completely agree with that, actually. In regards to the people who have already heard of Restore, they are just like, they see the hat, they see the top, they see, you know, canvassers coming up to their doors, and they're screaming from their windows like, yep, we got you, we're voting for you, you're 100% with us, that sort of thing. And it's really, really encouraging to see. And in regards to like Reform, especially as well, some of them haven't heard of us, first of all, which is a big thing. But more often than not, you're able to flip them on the door. Because I don't know if you remember, I disappeared for about 15 minutes. And that's what I was doing. I was working on a Reform voter, telling him all the information that we need. And he flipped. He's firm yes now on us, but we're voting Restore Britain first and all that sort of thing. So yeah, he put it in his window and that was it.
Yeah, great work. And what kind of response are you getting from the people who've not heard of Restore, or even are like hard Labour voters? Do you get many of them sticking around? What sort of responses do you get from them?
I tell you what, actually, about 2 weeks ago I was up in Makerfield again, and there was a guy with his house. He had about three or four pictures in the windows of him saying he was going to vote for Andy Burnham. And he tried getting every single canvasser possible to just come up to his door and have like a 20-minute conversation to waste our time. And so you get those sort of strategies, definitely. A few fuck-offs here and there, you know, that sort of thing. But generally speaking, it does. You get fervency on all sides. And the passion in of itself, just surrounding politics nowadays, is definitely interesting to see.
Yeah, because this is coming up to be what many people are considering a big, important by-election. But you're also talking right before we started recording about like community. It's not just the people that you were saying that you've been speaking to. It's also just like supporters who are part of the community. Just tell us a bit of a word about that, the kind of guys who've been supporting you in the efforts.
Well, I was absolutely astounded. I joined these efforts not too long ago in terms of down in Makerfield that actually represents, you know, it's the wheel hubs, you know, the spoke hub of the entire nation with regards to, you know, the Restore activists. I'm astounded at how brotherly and fraternal the entire thing is. People immediately, you know, we recognize we are motivated. The inner flame is the same cause. And yeah, just the love, the support, the complete altruism between the actual members of Restore that are truly working to something that they see as morally justified, you know, to uplift the greatness of the country again. And everyone's in this together. So the interaction between the membership itself is absolutely fantastic and astounding, honestly, really astounding. So
I mean, yeah, just as an example, I would like to talk about the Patriot Hotel, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to mention it. You know, it's headed by a guy called Darren. He's a local, he's a fantastic guy, true supporter, genuine patriot. And he's just been going and inviting as many people as possible, shacking us all in together, feeding us, housing us. And it's just incredible to see that level of sort of dedication to the cause, where it's his own private home. And there are so many people who just kind of like go in and stay a few nights, come out and help restore and all of that. And it's fantastic to see. Really, I mean, I didn't expect that sort of thing.
He's like 30 people through his house, you know, through the entire time. And, you know, he's been cleaning up and helping and organizing lifts, but broadly, actually, that's a reflection of a much bigger network that has brought that together, because there's organizers and people who I've never spoken to before, who I messaged before coming down saying, can you help us out with organizing X, Y, and Z? And in half an hour, it's all sorted and that's together. So actually the efficiency of the inner network as well is astounding. It really is good. There's a fantastic machine for the ground game being put together here.
Awesome. And because this is going to be a big by-election, you know, things are starting to ramp up, things are starting to like accelerate. So we had The Guardian come in earlier today. And while we were out, we heard that from your organizer that the other group who was out canvassing had Channel 4 following around as well. Why do you think that all of a sudden Restore's starting to get attention from those kinds of outlets?
Well, they've realised that their tactic of trying to bury us and censor us and avert no attention to us whatsoever is failing, that we have such an organic spread and reach, and that people in this movement are dedicated to themselves spreading the message. It's not just, oh, I'll vote Restore. It's, I am a Restore member. Everything, you know, the predominant part of their life becomes sharing, being part of the community, you know, spreading the awareness. So the media being aware of this can no longer allow us to control our own narrative. So they're now trying to step in with various smear pieces and X, Y, and Z. You know, you've seen it all over with various articles coming out recently. Some in America, CNN, and all the rest. Actually, they're making the same mistake that they always make, which is their smears against us are either not smears at all and are just repeating our policy and don't realize that the mood in the country has very much shifted and people support that. Or people see through the fabrication, their put up of our way of thinking, and see right through it. That the media's attempt to discredit us for a public to whom the media have already been discredited actually serves our cause fantastically. So the media is trying to bring us down, and every bit of effort that they put to do that actually only raises us up further.
No, honestly, I mean, you put that perfectly. That's essentially what's going on. And, it, you know, they have to change their strategy, and that's about it. So,
well, final question for you. So we've still got about a week and a half to go. What are you feeling like it's going to be going forwards? Any hopes, any worries? How do you think canvassing, how do you think campaigning is going to go as we lead up to the 18th?
I would say that it's probably going to maintain sort of how it's been going for the past 2 weeks now. I think it's going to be very consistent. But hopefully, because closer towards the actual elections, we're going to go back to some of the houses that are sort of considering and try and work them over a bit more and see if we can get them to come to our side and support us. So we could hopefully see more people from Reform and other places coming over to Restore as well. That would probably be my analysis of the next few weeks.
Sure.
Yeah, it's consolidation mainly.
I would second that entirely. Reform's vote share is dipping and it's going to continue to dip, and people are going to be educated about our message. The fact that anything that they wanted from Reform, they will get from us. So
you'd say the polls that people are seeing are not reflective of your guys' experience?
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
No, definitely not.
Reform have lost the female vote in this area. Women do not trust Reform in this area. So that's 50% of your voters immediately wiped off the chance. People are not sold by Farage. They don't trust him. Even people who staunchly claim they'll vote Reform because it's the only chance they have themselves, I've seen several times, the quiet admission that actually Farage is not to be trusted. He's not a particularly honest or principled character, but he's the only chance we have, rather than the Trojan horse that he really is. As far as we've seen, Restore in this area have far more support than Reform, but we'll see how that goes.
All right, yeah, we certainly will be. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. And it all sounds like it's very positive so far, guys. So good luck for tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes till the 18th.
Certainly.
Thank you very much, both.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.